Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey! Thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
He's back. He is back. Potentially, we'll tell you who he is coming up here in just a couple of moments from now. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app, and you can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever you are, making us a part of your Thursday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific here. And guys, if you were wondering whether or not, and I know this has been at the top of your mind for several years now, when is Colin Kaepernick going to get a real tryout from a team? We have good news. The Las Vegas Raiders step right up. Colin Kaepernick has gotten his tryout with the Raiders. They are going to take a look at Colin Kaepernick. And I'm assuming, based on all the stuff that I've seen on social media about how great he was by the time he left his NFL career behind, that this should be an easy, done deal. They'll sign him sometime later on.
Super Bowl.
Hey,
Jamal Roberto, get excited. Super Bowl. Colin Kaepernick's joining.
That's $10. Lamar, you don't think I'm being serious here? I mean, come on, that's what I've
been
seeing.
That's sarcasm.
Sarcasm isn't a finable offense. It's
hold on, I was hitting in the pass. It was a passive aggressive.
How was that passive aggressive?
It was a passive aggressive approach to the conversation.
Who is it passive aggressive towards?
Colin Kaepernick.
I mean,
it's not a stretch. It's the way he introed the topic. It was passive aggressive, leaving that amazing what he was playing amazing way. How did you explain it?
He had to pay off the amazing tease he had before that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I mean, listen. Look, it's an amazing.
Okay.
Journey.
We'll go sarcasm. We won't go passive aggressive.
I mean, listen.
It was passive aggressive, but
he was so good when he left. We're just gonna pick right back up. I mean, what's it been, 6 years? I mean, look, I mean, dust it off. Let's do this whole thing again. I mean, you know, guys go on their mission all the time and come back, and next thing you know, they're playing professionally.
Yeah,
so,
BYU sees that a lot.
Yeah, well, maybe he's a modern day Sean Bradley. Goes to on his mission, comes back,
Sean
and he's 7-7.
Jeez,
just saying.
You know, it makes sense. I mean, he played at Nevada, didn't he? Did he play at the University of Nevada?
Yeah, he did.
I mean, it's a market that,
near Utah.
That is. It's a market that Kaepernick is familiar with and is familiar with Cap. And why y'all do this to me once a show?
We ventured from talking about Colin Kaepernick getting a trial with the Raiders to now we're basically trying to place him as being Mormon because he played for Nevada.
Brady, where would you rank today's show thus far? What are your thoughts?
Of the entire week? This is not our best material.
Is that best stuff?
No. I'm just saying, like,
pretty good, actually.
This is probably not our best. we've had a lot of shenanigans this week.
What about you, Jonas?
Yeah, I'd probably give us about a 6 out of 10 so far.
6 out of 10.
And I'm rounding up.
We got 2 hours left.
But, so, you know, listen, we'll roll with it.
Okay.
All right, well, let's get serious here, man.
Let's get serious.
Let's be serious here, right?
Is this not smoke and mirrors from the Raiders?
It's a bunch of crap.
Like, your owner has been accused, based on the front office and some things that have gone on, and who knows if there's more to that. I mean, maybe we'll find out from John Gruden. But this is, it feels like it's a little bit of smoke and mirrors. I mean, you've got a new head coach. You've got these new pieces you've brought on your team.
Being serious, Berto.
And you were a playoff team last year. I mean, like, now I'm being serious about this conversation, I swear. Like, because I'm basically speaking to Roberto right now. Because he's a diehard Raiders fan. And you make these big-time acquisitions. You bring in this offensive genius as a head coach. You've got, again, a team that went to the playoffs last year. In a division that's just mounting up with so much talent around you. And then you do this. And it really doesn't make any sense unless you're that concerned about Derek Carr getting hurt, which he's been pretty darn reliable and healthy throughout his time in Las Vegas or going back to Oakland. So that's not that big of a concern. I wonder, why are you want to bring this on yourself? It has to be to distract from whatever the hell is going on with Mark Davis and other things that could come to fruition.
I think it's interesting only from the standpoint of why now, maybe? Why now? I would wonder what that smoke and mirror would be. Carr has been the quarterback there for quite some time. If you felt like Kaepernick was worthy of a tryout, why haven't you done it before now? That would be my first thought. And then my second thought is, good. I actually say good for the Raiders. Because, again, if there's somebody who's a lightning rod for attention, if you're talking about creating, some goodwill in terms of in certain communities and just how all of those things kind of work hand in hand. Nike leveraged Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick said it. He's not a horrible football player. I mean, people were making comparisons. You know, Kaepernick, I don't know how good he is. I mean, I don't know if the game has passed him by. I would be willing to bet it would be a long shot to see him play in a real game. But to be a backup on a roster, I mean, I don't think
he just traded for Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah, and Jarrett Stidham's pretty good.
Well, it's not even that. It's just he knows the system. It's like he's kind of their backup. Carr's missed two games.
And he's pretty good. Jarrett Stidham was pretty good. I think that if you can add that to the fact that you gave him a chance, like nobody else is giving him a real chance. We gave him a real chance. I mean, I think there's something to that. There is some value in some communities that would say that at least they – I mean, and maybe, to your point, Q, maybe it's a no-win situation, and that's why maybe people don't touch them is because nothing will be good enough. If you give them an opportunity, it's like, well, we gave them an opportunity, but you guys didn't give them a fair opportunity.
Well, isn't that the narrative now, though? About it. Now that you've said you're going to work him out, well, people on the outside are going to say he's better than Jarrett Stidham. Like, they're not going to.
He's not better than Jared Stidham.
But they're not going to look logically. Well, his career, back when he was playing, you could make the case he had a better career
than Stidham.
Right.
But not where they're at today.
Right. But, yeah. And the other thing is they don't realize, well, Stidham was in New England. He was with Josh McDaniels. Day one, he knows that system. He knows how it's supposed to be run. So if anything happens to Derek Carr, which, you know, by the way, I think he's literally missed in his entire career with Oakland / Las Vegas, what, two games in the regular season?
Yeah, something like that.
Like, literally, he's missed two games in the regular season over his – how many years has it been there? Like, 9 years? 8 years? Whatever it's been? So it's not like that's a huge concern. It's not Carson Wentz you're talking about. It's not another quarterback that you're saying, yeah, he's got some big-time injury concerns. Might want to have a backup in here. That's not the concern you have for him. And so if you're bringing him in regards to Colin Kaepernick for a workout, now the pressure's on you to sign him. And then once you sign him, now the pressure's on him to give him reps in practice. He can't just be a 35-year-old camp arm. That's the problem with this is whatever you're looking to do moving forward is once you step into that bucket of saying we're going to give him a workout, and this is to LeVar's point, and Jonas, we've talked about this, now you've got to sign up for the whole thing.
Yep.
I mean, because he's never going to get a fair shot. It's never going to be this, never going to be that. You have to buy into all that criticism that's coming your way. So literally, like what I call it, conspiracy theory, whatever you think, whatever has happened within the front office of the Las Vegas Raiders or whatever may come from the John Gruden, you know, situation has to be way bigger than whatever they're willing to absorb from all of this with Kaepernick. Because you could make the case that if you're going to work him out, you might as well sign him too.
And
who would be a better spokesperson for something that would be connected to something racially motivated? I mean, if you had Kaepernick come out and say, no, Mark Davis is a dope dude. Mark Davis gave me an opportunity. Mark, whatever it is, who would be a better voice to have come out and say and give support than Colin Kaepernick? I mean, just think about it. I mean, sensibly thinking, I mean, there's really very few that would have as much relevance and voice as Cap would in terms of an endorsement way.
We don't know if there is racially, you know, motivated. If part of the investigation into the Raiders and their issues in the front office are racial. I mean, John Gruden's emails are back when he worked at ESPN. But I look at this and I go, this has got PR written all over it. This is the whole Raiders president who just quietly on a Friday was dismissed and then came out the very next day and said, look, I went to the owner here, Mark Davis, and I said, there's been some complaints from some females here about their treatment. And next thing you know, he's out of a gig. So like this has got PR written all over it. The idea that he's going to step right in after all this time away and he's a better option and he's been wronged by the NFL. You realize the last time Colin Kaepernick played a game in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes hadn't even declared for the NFL draft. Like, that's how long this has been. And we are just continuing to throw in there, oh, my God, but last time we saw him, dude, it's been 6 years, 6.5 years. Like, this is all PR. Yeah. There's more behind this. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
I've had three kids since then. I mean, my life has dramatically changed. Wow. My perspective is so different in life since Colin Kaepernick last played. And by the way, since I was last there for Colin Kaepernick's last game, all right, I called that game. And literally, I can't tell you how much my life has changed, how many crap diapers I've changed between now and then. I'm just saying, like, 6 years is a long time, man. That'll change a lot of things in your life.
Let's not lose sight of this. It's an opportunity for him to show that he can still play football.
It's not, though. It's not because, is he going to look good throwing in T-shirt and shorts? Sure. The ball is going to pop off his hand. He'll look good. Every quarterback looks good in T-shirt and shorts. That's not football. That's part of my issue with 7-on-7 and all these dumb 7-on-7 leagues. That's not football.
It's fair. It's a fair point.
So it's like that, and that's the problem with signing up for this is now that you're going to try him out, like, okay, well, I could promise you this. He's probably still got a really strong arm, one that can compete with Jared Stidham or Chase Garbers or whoever else, you know, you want to put as their, one of their backups. And so, yeah, he'll look fine in T-shirt and shorts. But then now you got to stretch this whole thing out and let him practice and let him get into preseason games to see what he looks like.
He gets a chance to prove he can play.
All right, how do you think it goes? Do you think they're going to sign him? Do you think
I don't know about all of that, but let me ask you guys this. First preseason game out of the gate, Colin Kaepernick is getting reps as a quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders. Who you think is getting the highest rated game out of any preseason game that week?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever game he's in. Yeah,
but listen,
who you think is getting the highest ratings?
But listen, LeVar, people look at car crashes all the time, too. Like, they stop and stare at that all the time.
And the media shows it for a reason.
But by the way, I can guarantee he'll turn the ball over that game. Is there a can we get a prop bet on that, please?
Here's the reality of preseason ratings is you can't really measure them because they're all regional and they're all done mostly, like, local. So unless they happen to be picked to be in one of the primetime spots, and maybe they would be with this signing. I'm not sure how the preseason schedule works in that regard. But it doesn't really work like that. Like, you're only going to get a regional rating. You're not going to get, like, a primetime, you know,
what will be the most reported on game? What will be the most covered game? Who will be the most covered figure? Like, we could try to dance around that, but it would be
I'm not
Kaepernick
dancing around
down.
It. I'm just saying, like, I personally will watch to see if
everybody
he gets in
will.
And how he plays.
Everybody will want to know.
But then
everybody will want to know.
If it's bad, it was like Tebow when he came back in again. It was like, you're going to watch to see.
Great comparison. Great comparison.
I mean, that's the reality. Like, yeah, you want to see what it
Tebow,
looks like.
But Tebow had an opportunity to prove that he belonged in the NFL and belonged in the NFL at a different position that he never played ever in his entire life.
How did that go, LeVar?
Okay. But it played out.
It went okay? No,
it didn't.
It's not about
okay.
The result. LeVar, we're not arguing. Just listen. It's not about that. I'm just saying, like, it's you're right. People are going to watch, going to be reported on. The ratings thing's a whole other discussion. I just want to hear, how did the whole Tebow thing playing tight end work out?
He looked jacked.
You know, it worked out very well. In the sense that they got the attention that they wanted. Whatever Tebow was seeking to do, he got the attention he wanted. And you go from there.
How would you rank those things that got attention that year for Jacksonville?
Very good.
Where would that rank, though?
It was very good. I don't think it ranks higher than how well our show, for the show so far.
I'll be honest with you. The interesting thing about Tebow is I with all that went on in Jacksonville, I honestly forgot about that.
I literally forgot
with everything that went on between, like, the Josh Lambo kick, and, obviously what happened in Cincinnati or in Columbus Cincinnati.
If Tebow is on the roster, then maybe Urban Meyer isn't in that setting with that compromising setup going on, because he would have been with Tebow and they would have been, you know, he would have been a little bit more, you know, aware and grounded.
I never thought of that.
And you're forgetting about the strength coach from Iowa.
That's why everything fell apart, man, in Jacksonville, because they removed that calming and spiritual,
such a good
religious
point.
Element.
Because when
Tim
he was
Tebow
at Florida, it's not like they had any bad actors at Florida.
Not at all.
That's
everything, the Pouncey brothers, Aaron Hernandez, everybody was you know, maintaining. That's the only reason why everything went away is because Tim Tebow, I'm telling you.
I mean,
made everything
there's a good point, though. I mean, the Tebow to Jacksonville, I mean, that got us through at least 3-4 segments last summer when we were filling in here. I mean, you know, I feel like
there
we kind of disrespected that whole era of Jacksonville Jaguar football. But
I mean, he's one of the most historical figures for Jacksonville Jaguars. Now.
I agree.
I'll never forget the backside cutoff block he had.
It was amazing. And everybody like ate his lunch for it. He just missed the guy. I mean, he was going in there full throttle to make that block. He just missed him. That's all.
You know, it was probably his cleats. You know,
I honestly think he might have closed his eyes.
You think so?
While you're joking, in real football terminology and talk, there are eye closers.
Yeah.
There are eye closers.
Guys close their eyes on contact.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is it's like that in baseball. You'll get guys who are on contact will not see the ball all the way to the bat. They'll actually start to close their eyes on impact. It's the same thing with
golf, right? Isn't that how it is in golf?
Same thing.
Yeah. By the way, did you see Mike Florio's tweet about this whole thing? I mean,
who cares? You can find me for that too. Who cares?
Can I just read it though, so I can laugh at him on the air? This is from Mike Florio, who says, with time to knock off the rust and prepare, Colin Kaepernick would be better than any option the Seahawks, Panthers, and Texans currently have. He'd be better than any quarterback that the Dolphins currently have. He'd possibly win the job in Atlanta, too.
I'm getting back in the gym.
What the hell are you – what are you looking at, dude? Like, what are we, like, why is this
– come on, Q. Let's get back in the gym,
God.
Bro. Like, let's document our return. Because I've only been gone – I've only been gone for 16 years.
And I threw, like, probably 50 balls with them. And I was like, man, I love this. I miss doing it. But it's, like, my back and my, like, my foot. It's just everything was so sore.
Yeah,
I was
this is – dang, I got ice on my back right now.
I needed some Tortol the next
time.
Tortol.
I mean, if I got Tortol, if I got Tortol for every practice and every game, I would be able to come back.
Hey. How about some Nugenics? I mean, that probably.
Oh, I'll take some. What a great segue. Yeah, I'll take some Nugenics,
yeah,
too.
Saying,
come on.
You know.
What's up, Nugenics?
It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on FSR. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. All right, so we've got a change in the NFL. What it means, we will get into that for you right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. We are going to get into a change in the NFL. There's apparently a new change, some things that are taking place this upcoming season. What it means to all parties involved, we will get into that for you here on FSR. So we mentioned this earlier, Deshaun Watson, you know, trying to play good guy. He was a good guy at practice. He was gifting a watch to Anthony Walker, a Rolex. By the way, you guys own a Rolex. What's the big deal about Rolexes? What am I missing here?
I mean, they're nice. It's like a statement piece. It's been around forever. You know, they hold their value. Some actually appraise in value over time. So it's a nice brand, nice watch, all that good stuff.
How many Rolexes do you own?
I have zero. I'm not a watch guy.
Yeah.
Like, I literally have told my wife, too. I was like, never get me a watch for a gift. And I've said this to you before. I'm a straight meathead. The first thing I would think if I ever got into an altercation is I'm going to wrap that watch around my knuckles and I'll use it as a weapon. Like, I've said that to her. I was like, that's the first thought I have, if you were going to give me a watch, I was like, you should give me the watch. Like, it's just a bad idea.
So, like Rolex brass knuckles, you know? Like,
I mean, that was the thought that came across my mind. And in all seriousness, I think my dad actually told me that when I was young. You know, we were talking about, like, how to defend yourself. You get in a bad situation. He's like, you know, be aware of like what you're wearing too, may help you get out of that situation. So look, he's a Marine. So like, you know, he's got a different outlook on some things, but that was how he kind of prepared me for life. So I've always come from that vantage point. I've never valued them. If someone shows, oh, look at the watch he's wearing. Okay, cool. Like you just wasted $20, $30, $40, $50,000 on a watch. Great. And
like
you look
watches.
At your phone nowadays. You look at your phone to see what time
that's,
it is now.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I was getting at. I like watches as just really an accessory to your outfit. I can't say that I've ever set my watches, ever.
I thought you liked your birthday suit the best, though. I mean, how's that
well,
going to accessorize
I do love my,
that outfit?
Point. I mean, yeah. You can still great accessorize point. Your birthday suit yeah. with a watch.
Emmy Award winner right there, folks. Yeah. The face of yeah, Big Noon Kickoff.
You know,
I do like
I don't,
my birthday suit, though.
We don't actually get part of the Emmy, but yeah. I mean, we're
if I'm being honest with you guys.
Hey, LeVar.
Anyway.
LeVar,
yeah.
I'm with you, man. I have two watches that don't work.
Yeah,
I just like
put
how
them
they
on.
Look.
No, that's not
yeah,
true.
I put them on.
That's not true. They
yeah,
work twice a day.
Yeah.
You can't be a meathead, bro.
Bill
because
Burr's
that's
got
just
nothing
brilliant.
On him. Yeah.
That is brilliant
how
right there.
Is
yeah.
That?
Yeah. Yeah.
There
so
it is.
But I do look at my phone for time. Like I yeah. never, even when the watch would work, it was actually the second hand was actually ticking. I never set them because I always looked at my phone, at my digital device. So, I mean, watches are still considered to be, like you said, I mean, there's prestige, there's status connected to watches, and certain ones, like a Rolex, is considered to be a status play. Yeah. But, I mean, even today, I don't, you know, to give it away or to, you know, whatever it may be, I mean, I don't know how much value it still holds unless you are really, like, kind of into the whole watch collecting type of thing. You know, I don't know.
You think Deshaun's trying too hard? All right, this whole he's got to
well, how do you know Anthony Walker didn't ask for it?
He said he didn't. He said there wasn't – he didn't ask for anything. Anything in return.
Really?
Yeah.
He gave up his number and he didn't ask
yeah.
for cash or nothing?
And didn't ask for anything in return.
Wow.
That's what I saw. And first of all, let's be clear here. That's Phil Dawson's number. All right. It's
that
Phil Dawson's number.
That's what I know it as. That's who I know number four to be.
So
Cleveland, baby.
Anthony Walker, Deshaun Watson, they're all, you know, second place, third place to the great Phil Dawson. But it's just like now he's got to give away jewelry because he knows the cameras are around. He's taking all his guys on a trip to the Bahamas. What do you think teammates of his in Cleveland really feel about him? Do you think they care about all the stuff off the field?
Who knows? Probably not. I mean,
they
with
probably,
the contract he got.
If we're being
it's
honest,
weird.
They probably jone on him. They be joning on him.
You think
if
so?
If we're being totally honest, they Deshaun Watson probably has no leeway to do anything. First of all, dudes all know each other anyway. So it's not like he's coming in there and he's not familiar with some of these dudes.
Yeah, you think dudes aren't bringing him towels, though?
But second, they joning on him so bad.
Hey, here's a handkerchief.
Hey, by the way, LeVar, you may need to define joning for some people.
Okay. Yeah. So
most notably
joning,
Brady.
Oh, my God. So joning is like you make fun of dudes and you use things. Now there are certain things that you can't. You're not supposed to go to like family, like kids, wives, like moms are generally. But some dudes don't even stay out of those lanes. Like some dudes, when you're joning, you make fun. It's like another way of making fun of someone, and you leverage and you use things that, you know, it might be the way they're dressed, it might be the way they're built, it might be, you know, like anything that is. Like questionable, right? Like somebody's hairline, or if they have wrinkles in their head, or, you know, if they have crazy amounts of stretch marks, if their stretch marks are in weirdly, oddly positioned places, people will tear your ass up in joning sessions. And you got to believe that Deshaun Watson has been torn up. They've torn him up in that locker room.
I don't know why, and this is like my segue of like the whole jersey thing, because this all came from obviously him taking the number 4 number, which with Deshaun Watson going to a new team, you know, he doesn't have to worry about like buying all his old jerseys with the other number. I think one of the biggest crimes for players is if you want to change your number, which the NFL obviously allowed players to do so most recently, to go into single digits and all that stuff, right? And that became kind of topical or newsy. Tom Brady spoke out against it, hated it. What people don't realize, though, is you then have to buy all your old jersey numbers if you stay on the same team, if you want to change your number.
What a scam.
It's such a scam. And it's like, well, wait a second. If I go to a new team, you're not making me buy all those old jerseys that you produced and have somewhere in inventory. But just because I'm staying on the same team, I've got to change my number. Now I've got to pay thousands of dollars just to change it. So that's like the one of the biggest crocks ever. That I don't know why the NFLPA doesn't push back against the apparel providers and be like, dude, come on. If the dude wants to change his jersey number, guess what? You might lose out on that inventory that you had, but you could donate it, and you're going to make more sales off the new number anyway.
So how much money are we talking about? 10 grand?
Oh, it depends. Like I told you my story in Denver. My first year I was there, I was number 9 because Jabbar Gaffney had number 10. And Jabbar was awesome player, great dude. And I was like, I'm not even going to ask. Like, you know, I'm not even going to have that conversation. Well, he ended up leaving after that year. Josh McDaniels got fired 12 games into it, Spygate 2.0. And John Fox comes in. Well, they don't re-sign Jabbar. So now 10's open. And I'm like, oh, cool, I'm just going to switch numbers. They're like, oh, yeah, you're going to have to pay $50,000 to do that. I go, what? I'm going to play $50,000. They're like, yeah, there's an inventory of your jerseys. And at that time, I believe we were switching maybe from Reebok to Nike around that time. And so I'm sure Reebok was probably kind of hard up, like, yeah, we're not going to lose money on this if we created the inventory. So, like, you're going to have to pay $50,000 to get that number. And call me cheap, whatever you want, or the number doesn't mean much, but it does. I was like, just out of precedent, I'm not paying $50,000 just to buy all these old number 9 Bronco jerseys so I can send them somewhere else. Like, what's the point of this? And so I stuck with the number. But it was like the biggest crock of crap ever. And I think it's interesting that like Deshaun goes to a new team, doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
All those old Houston Texans jerseys that some people may be using as towels for other things, whatever, you know, don't have to worry about
that's
it.
That's a good point. By the way, I thought he would have I thought he would have tried to get the number 22, or is that not available? Well, just saying. Just wondering.
It depends on that. That's been a fluctuating number.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Should it be more in the 40s?
Yeah,
like more in the 40s.
You want to hear Kevin Stefanski defending the Browns, you know, acquiring Deshaun Watson. Here was the new Browns head coach talking about the situation.
We've done a lot of work on Deshaun, the person. And there's legal proceedings ongoing. There's an investigation ongoing. So I won't comment much further than that.
So they've done a lot of work on Deshaun.
Yeah, I mean, that's clearly everybody's been doing a lot of work on Deshaun.
As I said, that's a really quick pivot after your season fell apart and now you started looking for another quarterback.
Hey.
So just in a few months' time, you hired a PI and he's able to really dig into all the facts. You know, interesting.
They work fast in Cleveland. It's just, you know, when there's like, you know, some sort of an outbreak or some bacteria in the locker room that a bunch of guys get staff from, it's just that stuff takes a little bit longer than the investigation into Deshaun's personal life, you know,
yeah, I was
all
there
that
for
stuff.
The only thing I look at with this whole move is the Bahamas trip, watch, whatever. I mean, it's not going to buy the goodwill of your team. Like, is Anthony Walker or any of his teammates going to be excited or happy about this dude if he gets suspended 8 games. And they end up having a 7-10 season because Deshaun Watson can't even be there for almost half their games. Like, all this goodwill right now never matters. It doesn't matter, like, if you win the offseason, you know, award or whatever for working out and all that stuff. They give those away in the NFL, too. It's not just college. They'll give these, like, offseason workout awards away and all this stuff. None of it matters. The only thing that matters is once you get to the season and what you're able to produce and do. And I said it before, like, it's Super Bowl or bust for the Browns. And maybe they can make that decision to bring on Deshaun Watson because of their ownership and their history, whatever you want to say about it, especially under Jimmy Haslam as their owner. But that's where they're at. It's Super Bowl or bust with this move. And I think we're going to find out in about 3 years' time. If they don't make it there, like, there's going to be a lot of people who are kind of second-guessing what's going on.
Making it to the Super Bowl.
Hey, didn't Carson Wentz gather everybody in Indianapolis to have a workout when he first got there and, like, all get together and get to know each other? How'd that work out? They lost to Jacksonville in the clown-out game in Week 18, and next thing you know, players are sitting at the Pro Bowl asking two questions. A, how the hell are we here and not in the postseason? And B, why did Alvin Kamara beat the hell out of that guy on the strip? All right, so ought to tell you that things aren't exactly going to end pretty.
And it's not even like he had that bad of a year. I mean, it wasn't that bad of a year for his first year with the team.
Yeah, but Jim Irsay's guy. All right, it is two pros and a cup of Joe here on FSR. Apparently, Live Bet Jesus is ready to make a pick. He has sent out a tweet. Brady, I know you've been waiting around. You've been asking even before the show, hey, where's he at? It's been a couple of weeks.
Who was asking?
You. Wasn't that you that
That's
were
not
asking?
That's not true.
I swore it was you. No. Well, Live Bet Jesus.
You?
Live Bet Jesus has sent out a tweet. So he'll apparently be making a pick. I don't even know what's going on
right now. One for five, Lee?
No, listen, I think that's an erroneous.
Generous.
What, Lee? What's that about? All right. Well, look that up, Lee. I think he's won his last four or five, if I'm not
that's
mistaken.
That's not true. He's literally lost his last three that I can recall.
Okay. Well, listen, we can split hairs here all we want. All I know is that he is back. He is ready to pick a winner.
Fade him.
It's yours.
Fade him, people.
On FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on FSR. Coming up top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now, we are going to get the very latest on a team's decision with their starting quarterback. That'll be, again, top of next hour, 8 Eastern time, 5 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Before we get into some notes from around the NFL, and also apparently Live Bet Jesus is going to make a pick. I don't even know what event is on. We are going to let you know we are brought to you by Nugenix. Texting enrolls you into recurring automated marketing. Text messages, consent not required to purchase, message and data rates may apply. Guys, you can now get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling free testosterone booster brand at GNC. Text 2PROS to 231-231. So what is the IR change? Are we going back pre-pandemic there, Brady? We got, teams can now designate only a certain number of players to return from IR. What the hell does this mean for people out there that are watching and monitoring their favorite teams moving forward? Because
the interesting thing is they can't bring him back until after 4 games. So it was 3. A little longer runway there. When you throw someone on IR, it's a little more punitive, I guess. And then 8 players. 8 players now, that they kind of put a cap on that. So you just got to be better about how you go about managing who's on IR, what your needs are, you know, in regards to your roster management. And it's probably something that, you know, won't make the biggest impact, but it will play a role for sure in some of these teams that are looking at trying to make a playoff run and how they go about managing that, and guys that are able to, you know, they're able to bring back and then get them up to speed if they suffer an injury throughout the course of the season. So kind of interesting little twist to it, but something that, you know, as we make our way past COVID, we knew this sort of thing was going to take place. They also made the practice squad 16 players, which is big, I think, for a lot of players who need the development, need the practice, or just an opportunity to try to showcase themselves to a degree every day. That's big too, because that number used to be, I believe, 10. They increased it due to COVID, and now they're keeping that number at 16 through COVID. So I'm happy to hear that.
The game day rosters are still 53, right? That hasn't changed?
Well, 53 isn't the game day roster. 53 is just the roster. So the game day roster actually, I believe, is 45, maybe 46. I forget what they ended up doing with that. But you end up not dressing 8 guys, basically, on game day.
So are you surprised that with the extra game added in, that they haven't wanted to expand the availability of more players on game day?
Well, I've never really understood why everyone's not available on your roster on game day. And some people said, well, it's a competitive disadvantage for those teams that are banged up. Who cares? Like, when you're talking about 45 through 53, and let's say, hey, you only got 5 of those guys who are healthy and not dressed in pads, okay, those guys probably weren't getting it anyway. Like, it's the dumbest argument to me when people are trying to say, like, oh, we need to limit the amount of guys who are active on game day. Like, look at college football. They've got 100 guys standing on the sidelines dressed.
I mean, most of them ain't playing.
Yeah, 75 aren't playing. Like, it's okay. Like, we don't need to be worried about competitive disadvantages, because here's the biggest one. If your quarterback goes down, I don't care if you go to the backup or the third string guy, right? Because this 53-man roster eligibility, you got your third guy now able to dress, you're probably not winning the game. So it's like, it doesn't really matter at that point. A starter goes down, a backup comes in, it's less likely he's going to play better than the starter. Otherwise, you're a terrible judge of talent and ability, and maybe you shouldn't be in a front office, or maybe you should be on the staff then. It's just, there's never a good argument for it. I honestly feel like some of it has to do, too, with not allowing players potentially to have that, like, get in the game, hit playtime bonuses, hit those sorts of advantages.
It's crazy, man. Just crazy what that.
Are we waiting on something?
I know. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. No, I
nobody.
Oh my God!
Oh, there it is.
I knew not to say anything. I heard the thunder rolling.
Geez. Now, okay. The lights have gone completely out in the studio here. Absolutely pitch black. I can't see a damn thing. There's one TV that is on, and for some reason, it's a local weather report. I don't know why. I can't figure this stuff out. But now there is a clouds are circling over the studio. There's a piece of paper falling down onto the desk here. And just so you guys know, we're on the up and up. I want to be very clear here. Totally on the up and up. All right, this is no radio games or shenanigans here. We don't play the games and do all the stunts that they like
You're
to
really
do on Big Noon
out,
Kickoff.
Really dragging this out.
It is this morning.
We went to a little bit early. That's the
on the 26th of May, 2022, that I live bet Jesus proclaimed the pick to be Francis Tiafoe over David Goffin in the French Open. How about
Where are
that?
Where they at the match? Where are they at the match, Lee?
Probably just started. I mean, based on the fairness and the honesty of live bet Jesus. So how about that, Francis Tiafoe?
No. Where are they at in the match? That's what I
think they just started. Like the first set or serve went down.
How would you know? Isn't this coming from Live Bet Jesus?
I don't know. Listen, the power just came back on in the studio. So now we were gathering that information. And you know how the Wi-Fi works here, Brady. So now that the power is back on, it's going to take a little while. Probably like, well over 30, 40 seconds or something.
Hey, Lee,
like that
do we have an update as far as where that match is?
Yeah. I'm looking for it.
Lee.
Thank you. See? Honesty here.
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
LeVar, look, Lee and I have this thing, man. We're just honest with each other.
You got to help our listeners.
You can't do that to Lee.
They shouldn't bet on this.
What do you mean?
Why would you do that to Lee?
Do what to Lee?
Like, why would I bet Jesus have a bet that Lee wasn't aware of? Like,
I don't know. I don't control what he does. I just read what's on the paper.
Dang, Lee, you better get on the same page as Live Bet.
He's the Emmy winner.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride.
With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.